Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 17th of March. Happy St. Patrick's Day, particularly to my Irish friends. Difficult to know what to say, isn't it? Understandably, horrendous, difficult times. I certainly wasn't being pithy yesterday when I sort of said, don't panic. It's I meant more just the way we act in life. I've got nothing but sympathy for people who, you know, with restaurants shutting, taxis, you know, Paul, Kevin, it's going to be horrendous. Those of us who bet for a living, I'll be honest, you should have a bank behind you and certainly shouldn't be doing this with a day-to-day living if you haven't got a bit of money behind you. And sport will return in some way. When that is, we don't know, but it will return, and there will be events to bet on. But, you know, there's going to be people losing loved ones, and I mean, I am petrified. My only real concern is stopping Sam getting it at the minute. That is what I am petrified of, because the state of her lungs over the last 10 years and what she's had, I would be almost convincing myself that she wouldn't survive this. So I am. That is what I'm petrified of, and everything else kind of goes out the window. But it is horrendous times. The point I'm making is people like Piers Morgan, you know, do this, do that. Nobody really knows. As I said the other day, we didn't know about this until end of December, January. It was a thing far away in China. And then you get, you know, just for your mental health, if you're reading it, you know, you go on Twitter, it's all day, every day. I'm just staying off it now because it's so many conflicted appearing. I'm no Boris Johnson fan. I've made that well known. Whatever he says at the minute is going to be wrong. Experts around the world are trying to cope with this, the numbers, prediction models, whatever it may be. I don't think Boris is a thick person, where I think Trump is thick as mince. I don't think Boris is a thick person. You know, that it is fluid, it's moving every day, changing every day. You know, what I don't like, that journalist last night trying to catch the health minister out. You know, oh, what's the point in kids going to school, but you can't go to pubs? Well, if you go to a pub and you don't know you've got it, and then you have got it and you're giving it to people you don't know the situation. If your kid goes to school and gets it and comes home, you can at least isolate it in your own house. I know they may have to go home to grant, but at least, you know, just, I was in a shop yesterday, this is absolute true story, I had to post something down to a friend in Devon, a little village post office. So I pulled up, I was about fifth in the queue, and a young girl, probably in her 20s, walked in coughing. Guy behind me, as a bit of comedy, went, oh, she's got corona. She went, actually, I think I have. I've just been sent home from it. I'm not feeling great, but I don't give a fuck. That was her words. And I just thought, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's when you can sort of, you know, I mean, America, they're stocking up on guns. That's the sort of thing you say that in a shop in America might get you shot. And she didn't, as she went, it wasn't a joke. She was deadly serious. You know, when I'm saying don't pout, I'm just thinking we've got to do what we're told and just see where this goes. And it will be the time for I told you so will be down the road. At the minute, I mean, ultimately it is trying to flatten the curve for the NHS. That is the game. And you know, they say with the hot weather it may get better in this country. We just don't know. I don't think anybody knows fully. You know, we're looking at countries like Singapore where they seem to have got it under control, South Korea, Holland are going for this herd immunity and letting things run a bit. You know, France are doing one thing, and I get it. You know, yes, don't go to pubs and things, and the financial packages, that's something that is going to have to be tackled if this continues. And I'm sure that will be looked at. I think we're all trying to judge things far too early, and it's almost like instant judging, isn't it? As soon as something's said, somebody pounces on it and off you go. And that's the point I was making about the panic. You know, I don't think reading about this day in, day out is going to do anybody's mental health any good whatsoever. I think you're just going to get yourself in an absolute state of frenzy. And you've got to try and keep calm and work your way through it, doing what you can for your family and abiding by whatever advice we're given. As I say, I've listened to these guys talk, you know, in some of these press conferences. I've got to trust what the health people say. I'm no health expert. People coming on with these 8, 10, 12 tweet threads saying this should be this should be that. you know, the facts are we got it one day after Italy. Italy got a case, we got it the one day after. We haven't as yet had anything like the deaths or death rate they have. What are they doing different? What are we doing different? South Korea again. I think it's just collecting stuff at the minute. But everybody, as I said, when this first started breaking last week, and it's accelerated exponentially since Friday, everybody's an expert. You know, with this, and that's why. I mean, if I was going to make one law right now, it would be shut social media down. Just shut it down and let national governments relay the information. Because I just don't see what good it's doing to people. I just think, as I say, your mental health is just going to be absolutely pulverised by what is going on. And people are already anxious. People reading about, as I say, Sam said this morning, he said you can't read about anything else. Whatever media you try and consume, be it a newspaper, be it a BBC website, be it the Apple News app, whatever it may be, it's there. And I think having periods away from websites and social media will help people manage their anxiety. I really do. But again, that's just my opinion. It's not all this is just, I don't know more than anybody else. I certainly wouldn't preach how to handle this. I hope, more importantly, that everybody stays safe. That is the most important. It doesn't matter how much money you've got if you're flipping dead, or what your situation is. And looking at it, it does look like, you know, the death toll is going to go up. And that's the key. You know, it doesn't matter in my life if I lost Sam to this, nothing else genuinely would come. It doesn't matter, does it? Life just doesn't really matter. It would break me. That would be it. So, you know, that is my priority. That doesn't happen. The boy's now home. He's having a work from home. He's been sent home. He reckoned a couple in his office have got it. So I've got him in one side of the house, Sam in the other. So we'll see what happens. Lots of issues for everybody, really is. I think we've all got our own battles to fight here, and that was really what I meant. Just panicking doesn't, and whipping up a hysteria on Twitter or trying to offer an opinion when you know fuck all about it. You know, Piers Morgan's always spouting on why don't people go on his show. Why would you? Why would you go on his show? That would be my question to him. Why would anybody go and talk to you? The guy is just obsessed with self-promotion and being the centre of attention, no matter what the topic is, be it Brexit, this, football, it doesn't matter. And yet 7 odd 8 million people in the world give him the time of day. I just don't get stuff like that. You know, and politically, as I say, it doesn't matter who's in charge, really doesn't, with the things like this. Whatever they do, they're going to be shouted down from one side. Nobody's going to say, oh yeah, it will be an I told you so moment. And I think when you look at the figures and the number of beds we've got, that's got to be the priority, is getting the NHS has got to be able to cope as best it can with stuff like this. That is the only thing that really matters at the minute, getting people beds and safe. And then obviously looking, as it starts to wane, at people's financial situations and what can be done to help them out. Because it is going to be, you know, it's apocalyptic, isn't it? It's just horrendous. Anyway, enough of that. Because as I say, listening to me depress enough people. Turn me off. Right, we got the pup. This is a new ball game. Winston, the chocolate Labrador, 5 months old. Little boy. He's settled very well, but he is into everything. We're needing sky hooks. Everything is getting boots, whatever. Chewed. There, only got little baby teeth at the minute, so no damage, but can't take your eyes off him. It's like having a little 2-year-old toddler, you know, and you have the terrible twos when they're running into everything. It's like that. But he did settle very nice. I thought, oh, we're not going to have any sleep here, but he slept well in his bed. Loads of rules we have to follow because the people going, oh, he won't go home. He has to go back. He's not owned by the RSPCA. He's a court case, and there's loads of rules we have to follow just because they don't own him. With loads of, you know, you get a whole flipping contract you have to sign and things you can and cannot do. But it'll be good fun to have around for 6 weeks. Particularly for Sam, while we're in this sort of period of uncertainty and being stuck indoors. Right, football-wise, horse-wise, horses, yesterday unlucky, we had one go 105, decent price, and we had Boa Hill 20-1 place. These things happen. As I said, I will be doing more horse trading, and I've got some bits to do this week, but next week I'll get into trying to make some videos and things. I'm going to post the horses, I'll do those shortly. Try and do that. Well, I will do it every day because there'll be time. Ultimate, you do have a game in Turkey tonight. I've got no extra bets in that game. There has been some other football going on, Australia, Argentina, and some of those leagues I do have bets in. So I might start looking at those, obviously just waiting to see what happens with football. We'll find out. Europe have got a meeting today, haven't they, and Premier League. But I think we'll start to get a picture from today of what Europe's plans are, and then the other leagues I think can make a game plan from there. You know, again, people offering all sorts of opinions, and you know, I don't really get it. I must have seen 30 different professional footballers now: Jamie O'Hara, Alan Smith, Carragher, Neville, everybody being art. It doesn't really matter what their views are, is it? The action that's going to be taken is the best action, one for the circumstances at the moment, and if they're going to worsen, and two, four, I'm sure they are going to try and complete seasons, but how they go about that, and with all the complications of delaying things brings, as I say, one most notable yesterday, it was the contracts. What do you do about players out of contracts? You know, again, everybody's got an answer. It's just simple, just do this. Just, it might not be that simple. That player may have set his mind on that's that, and doesn't want to sign an extension after June the 30th. Or July the 1st, whatever date it is, they may just say, no, that's me done, I'm not playing for that team anymore. And I'm not sure that you could force them to do that, so it really is a complicated issue, isn't it? But I think that picture will start to become clearer over the next couple of weeks. Obviously lost the Grand National, no idea how long racing will continue, if it will continue. The French have shut everything down, I think, so... But we're going to try and go on behind closed doors. But I think once, if any stable staff get this, then obviously that'll put that in jeopardy. We've just got to take it day by day. That's what I meant by don't panic. We've just got to see what comes out and deal with it as it goes. That old saying, those who keep their head about them. But no, I've got nothing but sympathy for certainly people in trades like Paul and Kevin and restaurants and cinemas and things like that. It's horrific. Right, anyway, enough of that. I'm going to try and be upbeat. I know it's difficult, but I'm going to try and be upbeat. We might have to introduce a few more sing-alongs. You know, I'm just airing my thoughts, really, because you rattle around in your house with them. I'm just airing my thoughts of what's happening. Other thing, horse racing, the macros have changed. I know we've had a bad run through February. Obviously, with racing abandoned a lot through that month and the amount of rainfall, I do think that had an effect. It's not an excuse, I just think that had an effect. Racing betting, as I've always said, is more volatile than the football. But the macros have now been tweaked. Now Cheltenham's out the way. And as I say, they kick in today, but it is just a matter of waiting to see what happens. But I'll do the racing, the selections on the Twitter for this coming week, and then obviously I think we'll get a better idea what racing's doing, and if it's going to continue behind closed doors, I'll get those videos out next week. I will cover the Russia trade, which had a nice win yesterday. I'll do that in tomorrow's pod, just talk you through my moves on that. And it does look like, I say, Turkey, Russia continuing, Australia had some football. The South American countries seem to be batting on in some of it. So there is stuff that we will have, little bits of action that if bets come up, I will include those for you. Okay, that's it. That's it from me. Have a Ireland, have as good a St. Paddy's Day as you can. The rest of you, as I say, most important thing at the minute, and I'm probably going to end every pod like this for the next few weeks, is stay safe. That really is my only concern at the minute. Stay safe.